Let's go to the microphones because we have Jim Turr with us this morning. Jim, good morning to you. How are you? You're the one that brought this book to me.
Well, I suggested he bring it by. I watched him do it over a course of 16 years, put this book together. It's very detailed.
Yeah, well, I talked to him already, and he's going to come. He's going to come to the program on the 4th.
That's great. So, I appreciate you having him.
Sure, yeah. So you've been busy also working on your video. Tell us about that. You finished it?
Yes, and I appreciate that you liked it. A lot of people have enjoyed it. I had this idea not long ago, really, a few weeks ago. I thought it would be a good promotion for this Las Vegas to get some. I know there are many people from our Las Vegas living in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
Although I didn't know any of them personally, but I put out the word that I wanted to go interview some of them there, and I had this idea of interviewing these people on the street, on the strip in Vegas, saying, oh, I'd like to holiday in Vegas, because I have this website called holidayinvegas.com. And, so my idea was to have these people say, oh, I'd love to holiday in Vegas, and then I say, well, you are in Vegas, right? Yeah, and they say, no, the real Las Vegas, Las Vegas, New Mexico. And it came out really, and I went to Vegas, while I could. I got some sponsorship from, Southwest Capital Bank and a few other firms, which I appreciate, enough to go to Vegas and shoot this. And I went without really confirming who was going to show up for this shoot. I was just hoping a few people would. And just the perfect 6 people did. Lovely, all lovely people and good spirited. And they all were very enthusiastic about saying, wow, I'd like to go back to the real Las Vegas. Uh-huh. It came out great. Do you mind if I mention their names?
No, certainly.
Go ahead. Because a lot of people say, oh man, I know these people. Yeah. And I haven't seen them in a while. 3 of them were, 2 sisters, Maricruz Rand, Linda Rand, and their mother, Remy Rand. They all came, thank goodness, because they were all great. A guy named David Gallegos, who coaches football there in Vegas. A guy named Samuel Martinez, who's a retired, a vet, I believe. And a really great character named Martin Maestas, the older brother of Jose Maestas
from the
furniture store. And, oh, my God, this guy is a character, and he has a whole story in himself because he moved from this Vegas to that Vegas when he was about 18 in the 40s.
Yeah.
And he talks about, he has a whole history of all the people who moved from this Vegas to that Vegas, you know, for the opportunity and so on and the life that they lived. And they had a whole neighborhood of their own of New Mexicans, and they do all the New Mexico stuff. And he had I really interviewed him some about that. And I hope to go back and interview him more for a full video about that. And of course, he mentions the Maloofs from Vegas, who some of whom now have the big gambling operation in Vegas. Mm-hmm. It was an incredible history of a life and of the lives of many people who moved over to Vegas. But anyway, this video that I did, so that's another story, but he's one of the people who speaks in this video.
Is he the one with the cap on here or no?
He is the, let me see, I can't see the picture. He's the older guy for sure.
Well, with a cap, that's what I thought.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Although he's an amazing example of somebody who doesn't look nearly his age. Yeah. In fact, can I tell you what he said? This was really good, nourishing stuff, rich stuff. He was talking about his life, and I said, man, I can't believe you're in your 80s. He's in his 80s. He says, well, people say to me, you know, people say I look young, and people say to me, Martin, why are you still working? You could retire. And he says, I'm still working because I can. When I can't anymore, I'll retire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a guy who enjoys his life, and he looks young because he does. Anyway, the video is on a website. It's on YouTube if you know how to find it. Sometimes that's complicated. But if you go to a website called holidayinvegas.com, you can see the video. And may I mention the other people who sponsored it?
Sure.
Was also Community First Bank of Las Vegas, Highlands University, and Plaza Drug.
Uh-huh.
They all pitched in for this, the expense of this trip and production.
How long is the video?
It's only about 2 minutes, so it's not long enough to get bored with.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I just have a street scene in Vegas, and then we go right to the people, and they all say, oh, I'd love to holiday in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they say, oh, no, the real, oh, and by the way, as you know, since you've seen it, one of the best parts of it is it interweaves with that beautiful song and video that Brenda Ortega Benavides mm-hmm. did about Las Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And it goes, so it ends up with that song. And that's that video, which was also sponsored by Southwest Community Bank, has gotten over 9,000 views mm-hmm. on YouTube. So mm-hmm. I think maybe that's been some good promotion for Las Vegas as yeah. well.
What do you hope in the end that will happen with this video?
Well, the intention of it was simply to promote Las Vegas as a, for people to be more aware of it and whatever comes with that, tourism, whatever kind of business and advantages come with promotion and awareness. I was hoping it would catch on maybe in a, even in a controversial way. Maybe somebody in the powers that be in the other Vegas, Las Vegas, Nevada, will object, oh, well, we're the real Las Vegas, and then we can get in a public controversy about it, get more publicity about yeah. it.
Well, it's too bad that you couldn't have gotten an interview with one of the Maloos there at the Palms Hotel.
Well, maybe next time around. You know, actually I wrote to them to see if they want to participate on this video since yeah. this guy mentioned them. And mm-hmm. and apparently they don't deny, I don't know why they should, but apparently they don't minimize this Las Vegas because I heard that one of the Maloofs, one of the young guys who owns the Palms,
yeah.
did mention Las Vegas and their history in Las Vegas,
oh, yeah.
in our Las Vegas,
yeah.
In a recent newspaper story mm-hmm. interview. The other thing I hope would happen is, you know, the original idea of this holidayinvegas.com, and the reason I hadn't sold that website name to people who have asked about it in Vegas, the other Vegas, I have had chances to sell it, is that I hope to do a movie. I have a, what I think is a great idea for a movie about a family that flies in their private plane to the airport thinking they're in the other Vegas, and they're coming to the other Vegas and the shows and the hotels and stuff. And everybody here wants their business, so they play along and pretend this is the real Vegas as far as they can.
Yeah.
So I think it's a fun movie. And by the way, that's happened. I was told by a guy at the Las Vegas airport that every now and then somebody flies in and thinks they're in the
sure.
in oh, yeah. the other Las Vegas,
yeah.
which I think is hilarious. Yeah, and yeah. so that's what gave me the idea for this movie yeah. that I hope to do sometime.
You know, you mentioned about the Maloos. When they had their grand opening for the Palms Casino,
uh-huh.
Loretta and I were there.
Oh, wow.
And when we were in our hotel room, some local TV stations, several TV stations, were interviewing the Maloof brothers.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the lobby of the hotel. And you're right, you know, they gave quite a lengthy history of their family history starting off here in Las Vegas. And
wow,
they talked about Las Vegas, New Mexico quite a bit, you know.
Oh, that's good
so
to know.
So I told Loretta, that's really neat that they're doing that. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, their family did get their start here in Las Vegas. But yeah, during that several interviews, they mentioned Las Vegas and spoke very well of Las Vegas and their memories growing up
oh,
here.
Oh, good. Well, I don't know why I would have gotten any notion that they would minimize that.
Yeah, I don't
maybe
think.
Just because they want to promote the other Las Vegas. Yeah. But I'm glad to hear that they yeah. do give credit to this Las Vegas yeah. and remember it fondly.
Oh, yeah. No, they do.
I didn't know they grew up there. Those young guys who run the hotel grew up in this Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you learn something every day.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I know you like that Brenda, well, everybody does, I guess, the Brenda Ortega Benavides video about the real Las Vegas, and that weaves in and out of that video. I think it kind of holds it together, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah.
Interviews.
So, okay, so for people to view that again, they go to what now?
HolidayInVegas.com.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck with that, Jim.
Well, thank you. And, good luck to us. Yeah. I hope it gets a lot of publicity and
okay.
viewing and stuff.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you, Joseph.
You're welcome.
Thank you always for your support on these
sure.
things.
Sure.